Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the center at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Dr. Russell Blaylock. And Russell is a neurosurgeon, practiced for many years. And I've known him for many years. He, of course, is retired now, and he has done a tremendous amount of research, going into those medical scientific journals that most doctors have never had the opportunity to read. The government, our government, spent probably $100 billion in the war on cancer, a tremendous amount of research on all sorts of things having to do with our health, and the average doctor has never heard about it. The articles do not appear in the magazines that they read or mentioned at the meetings that they attend, and as a result, there's so much going on behind the scenes that your doctor is not going to know about, and you're going to have to begin looking after your own health. Dr. Blaylock has a number of books which we carry, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and we'll tell you more about that. But right now, Russell, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate your invitation.
Well, tell us what we're going to talk about this afternoon. You said we wanted to really talk about several things.
Yeah, I thought we'd just kind of cover a general spectrum of how medicine has pretty much gotten off course and what's happened to medicine, why doctors say the things they do to patients that don't seem to make a lot of sense. And I think patients need to understand that, and they understand, you know, need to understand that it's not always a case of an evil doctor trying to do evil things. It's that the doctors are extremely busy. They're brainwashed and they don't know it. Their medical education is controlled to a large degree by pharmaceutical company influence, because these medical centers are very expensive to run. The government cut their funding many years ago, and so the slack was taken up by these pharmaceutical companies. And they contribute tens of millions of dollars to these universities, and plus they put out special monies for research to the heads of departments, have them on retainer for writing papers for the drugs that their companies are putting out. So there's a lot of influence on the university professors to teach the students to use these drugs and only these drugs, and to ignore nutritional or dietary alternatives that are very powerful. Yet, parallel to this is this huge, growing research that is occurring in all these journals from all over the world, showing not only the tremendous benefit of these nutritional approaches, but the molecular mechanism by which they're carrying out these beneficial effects is quite impressive, and yet doctors are just totally unaware of this.
Well, that's why I think that people need to get the information, because, you know, you're responsible for your health and for the health of your family, and that's why we have Dr. Blaylock on, to talk about so many of these things. And, you know, there were a few voices out there were telling us that the COX-2 inhibitors were killing people, and of course, the Merck Company and Pfizer Company and the CDC and the NIH and the FDA said, oh, there's nothing to worry about. And they were lying. They knew what the problem was, but they didn't want the public to know. And there's so much that Dr. Blaylock has been able to accumulate in the way of information. And we're going to be back here in just a little late, in just a moment or two, and cover some of the issues that will help you to take better care of yourself and your family. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're talking about what's happening to medicine. And Dr. Blaylock is was a neurosurgeon for many, many years. He's retired now, spends full time researching medical issues. He puts out a great newsletter, incidentally, which I subscribe to, and perhaps you'll even want to get copies of that. But right now, we'll tell you more about that later. Let's get on to what the issues are that you'd like to bring up today.
Well, let's just kind of go through some of the major effects of the medical care system that's considered the orthodox or the standard medical care system in the United States, what they've actually done to people over the last 100 years. Number one, there's a recently released report that says an entire generation of America's children have been absolutely ruined by the vaccination policy in this country.
And, of course, to this date, most doctors and most pediatricians would just be furious if you were to say that. And the CDC keeps saying over and over again that there's no relationship between thimerosal and autism and the behavioral disorders and the learning disorders and the speech disorders and the reading disorders. But that really isn't true. They know there's a relationship, don't they?
Oh, yes. In fact, this is coming out of the secret conferences they have, or the non-public conferences. They're saying, you know, we've really have a real problem here. We've done something that's destroyed a whole generation of children, that the thimerosal and the aluminum and vaccines and the vast number of vaccines that has increased since 1980 has produced it's probably over 1 million children who have significant learning and behavioral problems. Everything from ADD, ADHD, to autism, language problems, behavioral problems, obsessive compulsive personality, depression, all of these things have been shown to be in some way or another related to this thimerosal and aluminum and over-vaccination. And we know the mechanism. This is what's ironic. I've been doing an extensive study on this, looking through all the thousands of studies that have been done, and we have very carefully done studies that prove the mechanism by which this over-vaccination is producing this problem in these children. Now, if I can spend a couple of years researching this and work out this mechanism in great detail from the known medical research, certainly these experts can do the same thing, and that's why I say they know it. It's that they're in a tremendous effort to cover all this up. They realize they've ruined all of these children, but they don't want to stop. For number one, there's huge profit.
Hold that thought right back. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he's simply talking about the tragedy of the destruction of the minds of so many children. It's estimated that 1 in 6 children in America today has a neurodevelopmental abnormality and or a behavioral abnormality, and those figures are quoted in Dr. Mark Geyer's latest figure, and Dr. Blaylock is saying that the information is there. He's gone through all of the scientific studies. This has been worked out very carefully by the scientists. They even know the mechanism by which the danger occurs and the damage is occurring, and yet there's a coordinated effort between the media and the leaders of medicine, not the average doctor, but the people who already lay out the policies to conceal this from parents.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that last point needs to be emphasized, is the average doctor does not understand this. He's busy. His information comes from his medical society, and it comes from the government, the CDC and the National Institutes of Health. He doesn't have time to research all of this, or he won't take the time to do it, and he gets these little short bulletins from his society, and he said, well, this is the information I need, they've proven it's safe, and all this other stuff is a lot of nonsense, and so he believes it, and he tells this to his patients when they come in, well, all that's been disproven, there's no connection, and this is perfectly safe, and occasionally reactions happen, but extremely rare. He has not looked into the literature, because if you look into the scientific literature and the studies and read these conference reports, you find out that's just an absolute lie, and they know it's a lie, but the doctor's in the dark. So when your pediatrician tells you the opposite of what I'm telling you, it's not that he's a nefarious, evil person. It's that he's misinformed and he's trusting his American Academy of Pediatrics. But the American Academy of Pediatrics Vaccines Committee has been shown to mostly be populated by people who are either receiving direct funding from pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers, or they're receiving secondary sources of income from, or have stock options, etc. So when these people have a financial interest in the success of these vaccine companies, and they write up brochures and send it to the pediatricians, of course it's going to say all this is nonsense and the vaccine's safe. But the bottom line is the studies don't confirm that. The studies clearly show that this vaccine policy has destroyed the lives of literally millions of people. Not just the children, but you have to realize the entire family. Mother, father, other children, the grandparents are all involved in this. And to take care of an autistic child costs millions of dollars. It's just totally disruptive. Their lives are destroyed. And the government just turns a deaf ear, and these medical elitists turn a deaf ear, and we're going to continue to do it. But the vaccine is just one case. Look at what's happened with the MSG additives in food, the topic of my first book I wrote, the excitotoxin book. I researched this carefully for many years before I wrote the book, and continue to research it for the past 10 years. And there's just an enormous amount of proof and evidence and mechanism to show that the excitotoxin additives they put in food are destroying the brains of people, from unborn babies all the way up to the elderly.
And what does that have an effect on this obesity epidemic we hear so much about? Oh, it's obesity. We should be so concerned about obesity. What part do the MSG and NutraSweet play in that?
Well, not only is it connected, but one of the first observations with feeding MSG to animals was that it produced gross obesity. They did this in every species of animal, and they all became grossly obese. Well, they also noticed something else. Animals developed diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and type 1 diabetes in some of the animals. They became hypertensive, their blood lipids were abnormal, and their immune system was defective. Now, it's ironic, this is what we now call the metabolic syndrome, which has affected over 50 million people in this country. So we have a syndrome that suddenly has appeared in this country at the time when there's massive amounts of a substance being added to food that experimentally they knew back in 1969 produced the metabolic syndrome. Every decade they double the amount that's being put in food. So there was a knowledge from 1969 on that this was going to produce obesity in our children. Well, now we're paying the piper. Here comes all of these millions of children, they're grossly obese. All these adults are grossly obese. And they are the adults and the children of these adults who were consuming the highest doses of MSG during the birth period and shortly after birth.
And how about the NutraSweet? Does that fit into that as well?
Yeah, because NutraSweet contains an excitotoxin too, aspartic acid. So both of them are excitotoxins, and we're consuming in huge doses, and it shows. The studies clearly show that if you combine aspartame and MSG, you significantly increase the toxicity. Now, let's look at the dose. When they looked at the dose that human beings are exposed to as babies and small children is equal to what was producing these brain lesions in the animals that was producing the gross obesity in animals. So it's not a dosage difference. We're actually five times more sensitive than any known animal species. We're a lot more sensitive to the effects of MSG. Babies are about four or five times more sensitive than adults. So we're feeding them huge amounts of MSG at a time when their brain is most sensitive, and it produces alterations in their brain for the rest of their life. This is one of the shocking things shown by the MSG studies, is that if you feed MSG to a newborn animal, they will continue to produce dangerous free radicals and lipid peroxidation in their brain, even into adulthood, after the dose has long been stopped. And all of this produces all sorts of neurological disorders. Now, another thing, let's look at, for instance, multiple sclerosis. There are numerous studies coming out now that's directly connecting multiple sclerosis to excitotoxicity. Well, here you have a disorder in which the nerves are losing their covering, and we know that at that site where this is occurring, there's no blood-brain barrier, so whatever's in your blood, in other words, the MSG from your food, goes directly to that site, but increases the excitotoxicity in that area, and that's why you have people who have MS go out and eat a meal, and then for 2 weeks after, they're terribly sick, much worse, because it increases the excitotoxicity that caused the problem in the first place. Now, we know this. They've even measured the glutamate levels in the spinal fluid of MS patients and can show that when their disease is at its worst, the glutamate levels are the highest. When the disease goes into remission, the levels fall. So we know there's a direct connection here, even in humans. Yet, who is telling these patients to avoid foods that have MSG added to it in huge amounts? No one. How many doctors counsel their MS patients, be sure and avoid aspartame, be sure to avoid any foods that have MSG or like additives in them? Nobody. And so the poor MSG patient continues to deteriorate, has horrible health, neurologically crippled, mainly because they are doing something that greatly enhances and aggravates their medical condition. And then on top of this, connected back to our MSG story, we have a study in the journal Neurology, which is one of the most prestigious of the neurology journals. It shows that people who receive the hepatitis B vaccine have a 300% increased risk of developing multiple sclerosis within 3 years of their vaccine. Yet we've vaccinated every newborn child in this country. We don't know what's going to happen to them. We'll have to wait and see. We have millions of adults who have been injected with the vaccine. That increases their risk of MS 300%. So we're seeing overlapping of these insane policies. Another one of the things I'm researching is sudden cardiac death. Well, we know that the heart electrical system, in other words, the nerves in the heart, have extensive glutamate receptors. And so when you eat a meal that has high glutamate in it, or some food around your house that has glutamate in it, and your heart is hyper-irritable, you die of a sudden cardiac death. Well, this problem is increasing in huge percentages in this country. It's about a 400-500% increase in sudden cardiac death in the last 10 to 15 years. All these young people are dying of sudden cardiac death. Well, they're blaming this and blaming that. No one's looking at the most obvious thing, is that they have low magnesium because of their diets and drinking colas and high sugar. And then on top of that, they're exposed to the MSG. Well, we know in experimental animals, if you lower the magnesium level and you expose them to MSG, a large number of them will have sudden cardiac death, particularly if they're under stress. All of this has been proven. Yet, despite all of this careful research showing the mechanism, no one is making sure that these young people are avoiding MSG and making sure that their magnesium levels are where it should be. So it goes through all of these different things. Cancer. There's new evidence in a multitude of studies showing, the first study showed that glutamate, like in MSG, dramatically increases the growth of brain tumors. They also found now that it increases the growth of breast cancers, colon cancers, lung cancer, ovarian cancer. There's numerous cancers now being found to be sensitive to glutamate, as found in MSG.
But Russell, why isn't anybody telling the patients this? Why isn't anybody telling the cancer patients this?
Well, that's the big secret. I mean, we have all of this extensive information that I've been able to easily find over the internet through the medical PubMed site, and yet no one's telling the public, no one's telling the patients and parents of this mass death that's occurring.
And this really is what's so incredible, and this is why it's so important that you have access to the information. I've checked Dr. Blaylock's material. We have Dr. Olney's articles done in 1970 showing the relationship between both NutraSweet, aspartame, and MSG, and first brain lesions, and secondly, pathological obesity in animals. This was done in 1980, it was done in 1970, it was done in 1980. They knew that, but somebody isn't telling the American people, and we have to ask ourselves why. If you'd like to see those scientific studies, why, we'll be glad to send them to you.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're talking about the disastrous effects of MSG, which they put in so much of the prepared foods, and they always disguise it. They call it all sorts of other things, so you won't know what's there. Pick up the story there, please, Russell.
Yeah, what they did is when they first started having these studies come out proving that MSG produced all these terrible neurological effects, what the manufacturers did is just start changing the name. They call it hydrolyzed vegetable protein, natural flavoring, spices, broth, bouillon, whatever. You know, they changed all of these names. Well, the government allowed them to do it. The government rules said unless it was 99% pure MSG, they could call it anything they wanted to. So that's what they do. But when you check this, and some of this has been brought out in court of law, The natural flavoring name was brought out in a court of law in a lawsuit, and it's proven that it's 60% MSG. So what they've done is disguise it, and some products, they're adding three or four excitotoxins in the same product. Well, some of the studies have shown clearly that if you add small doses of MSG in separate little doses, your additive effect is fully toxic. In other words, it'll destroy these brain cells. Well, the studies now are showing that it not only destroys the brain cells in the hypothalamus, which controls your entire endocrine and autonomic system, but it also destroys cells in the memory parts of the brain, the hippocampus, the prefrontal parts of the brain, which help you direct your attention and learn, interact socially. It affects the part of the brain that has to do with your emotions, particularly fear. So we know that it's affecting the parts of the brain that are very important to our everyday function. It also affects the part of the brain that has to do with Parkinson's disease. There's a very strong connection to Lou Gehrig's disease. So all of these things now are without any question. There's no one's questioning the excitotoxicity as the cause of these diseases now. But there's this enormous silence going on with all of these diseases now proven to be excitotoxin diseases. And no one's telling these patients, you need to avoid these excitotoxins in your food. Or it's going to make your condition advance much more rapidly, and it's going to be much more devastating of a disease. We have millions of Parkinson's patients who are just consuming just tons of this stuff. We have Alzheimer's patients that are consuming it, and these toxicities add up. For instance, they've shown that when you have mercury toxicity to the brain, that makes the brain accumulate its own excitotoxins. And then when you add them in the food, you're increasing the amount of that in the brain. So all of these toxicities are enhancing each other's toxicity. And no one's telling these people about that. Now let's look at another disaster that has been perpetrated in this country, fluoridation of water. Now this all started on a grand scale in 1945 when they started fluoridating cities. Since that time, they've sold the public that this is, just one of the greatest things we've ever done. There's a 60% reduction in cavity incidents. But of course, when we look at the incidence of cavities in this country, and we look at the number of dentists flowing out of dental schools, there's no indication that there's a shortage of cavities. I mean, if it was true there's a 60% reduction in cavities, we should have cut our dental schools by 60%, but we haven't. Cavities are everywhere. And so careful studies that have looked at this found out indeed it didn't reduce cavities at all. In fact, many of the larger studies showed it actually increased the number of cavities. And that's because fluoride weakens the enamel of the tooth, making it more likely to undergo destruction by caries. So that was the lie number one, was that it reduced cavities. Now, what they also knew all along, this is back from 1930s, 40s, 50s, all these studies since then have shown that fluoride is extremely toxic. One of the largest studies done on cancer connection showed a 10% increase in cancer deaths. And if you're just looking at deaths, you can multiply that number times 10 to get the actual number of cases that are caused by fluoride. And a new study, which is confirmed by older studies, has shown a dramatic increase in bone cancer in young men who live in fluoridated communities. And this has been recently confirmed and shows that the critical age is between age 6 and 8 years. If they live and drink that fluoridated water during that period of their life, they have a 6-fold increase incidence of a highly malignant bone cancer.
And I'll tell you what, as an orthopedic surgeon, one of the most heart-gripping things that I ever experienced was having to tell a family their child had a bone cancer and they were going to have to lose their leg, or I was going to have to send them at the university and maybe they could save it and maybe they couldn't. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock telling him more of this incredible, incredible story that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story. Well, that was the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable but through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Dr. Blaylock is talking to us about the things that are going on that the average person pretty doesn't understand. And we were talking about the effect of fluoride and the fact that it's been known to be carcinogenic. It's been known to limit population. It's been known to have such a profound toxic effect on people. And yet the average American has no idea what's going on, and the average physician and the average dentist, well, of course, if you believe that there's any harm to water fluoridation, you just don't understand. And anybody who dares to say what Dr. Blaylock is saying will be demonized and attacked by the medical profession. I know, because I've been part of the leadership of organized medicine for many years, and anybody who did talk about the danger of water fluoridation was immediately sort of relegated to the UFO black helicopter squadron. Anyway, go ahead and pick up the story there, Russell.
That's exactly true, and of course, this was all by design, and I cover this in my book, Health and Nutrition Secret, in the chapter on fluoride, how they hired one of the best propagandists at the time to do that, a guy by the name of Bernays.
Edward Bernays, right.
Yeah, his sole function was to destroy anyone who dared question fluoridation of water, and to convince the public that it was the greatest thing since the creation of the earth, that fluoride was just absolutely wonderful and safe. He did a very good job. And, of course, this is their only defense, is to just write you off or make the public think that you're some kind of fringe thinker not to be taken seriously, so that they won't even listen to your argument or your medical literature or anything else.
Because it was that Edward Bernays that was hired by the cigarette company to get women to smoke. And,
right.
And of course, when I went to medical school, why, a cancer of the lung was almost unheard of in women, and now it's the second most frequent cause of cancer in women today, only behind breast cancer. Edward Bernays was very, very good at convincing women that she should smoke so they would get lung cancer and die. And the American people that water fluoridation, well, actually an industrial pollutant, became a perfect smile throughout all perpetuity.
In fact, the Blizzard, Hitler's propaganda minister, Goebbels, proudly showed his copy of Bernays' book, saying, you know, this is one of the greatest books ever written on propaganda.
Right.
So he was quite proud of this technique, and he used it in the German people. But getting back to what fluoride has been shown to do, for instance, let's just look at what it does to the thyroid gland. It used to be in the medical literature that the treatment of hyperthyroidism was fluoride tablets because it was known to powerfully suppress the thyroid. But then when they started fluoridating water, that suddenly disappeared from the medical literature and they quit using it. And studies have shown that fluoride in water suppresses thyroid gland, that it accumulates in the thyroid gland in higher levels than any organ in the body. Now that even if it produces a mild hypothyroidism in a pregnant woman, the recent studies have shown, and alerts have gone out, that women should be tested for thyroid function if they're pregnant, because even mild hypothyroidism can produce profound, irreversible damage to the baby's brain, because thyroid hormone is so important for brain development. So here we have one segment of the medical elite telling them, oh, we have to be so careful of hypothyroidism, and then we have the dental profession and the government promoting fluoridation of water that produces hypothyroidism. So this is the kind of the nonsense that we have.
Well, you know, of course, at one time, why they would even give women vitamins with fluoride in it so that their child would get good teeth.
Oh, yeah, and they still were promoting that. And the other study that they did, and it's been repeated twice sensed and proved it, was that fluoridated communities, there's a significantly higher incidence of Down syndrome. As I said, that original study was questioned, and so they did a better study, more carefully controlled, found the same thing. Recent review of the studies that are available confirmed that indeed there is an increased incidence of Down syndrome in fluoridated communities. Now, one of the things I found interesting, I'm always doing ongoing research on Alzheimer's disease. Well, one of the things they have connected is salicylate in brain cells, silicon. And there's aluminum and silicon tends to bind and produces a disruption of these brain cells in Alzheimer's disease. But they weren't sure where's the silicon coming from. And of course, one of the questions was, well, is it coming from water? Well, interestingly, the type of fluoride added to water is fluorosilicic acid, which is fluoride bound to silicon. So here you have them purposely adding silicon to the water in rather high doses, and you have this other research showing that it's strongly connected to Alzheimer's disease. Now, I wrote an article for the Fluoride Journal pointing out that fluoride increases brain excitotoxicity, because we know fluoride increases free radical generation in the brain and lipid peroxidation, the very process that causes Alzheimer's disease. And so here we have absolute proof that fluoride can produce this free radical generation, lipid peroxidation, and that triggers excitotoxicity, the process that virtually all researchers agree is the central process in this disorder. So, you know, we have so many reasons not to fluoridate the water, and the defense saying, well, it's for the children's teeth, is insane when you're talking about serious disease like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease and hypothyroidism and abnormal baby's brain formation, Down syndrome, bone cancers, overall cancer increase. And then your defense is that, well, it might be good for the teeth, and even a careful examination has shown that there's absolutely no evidence that it prevents cavities whatsoever.
Well, of course, you know, the American Dental Association has come out and said it doesn't do any good to swallow water. It's not that the fluoridated water acts internally. It acts simply locally. And supposedly, when you swallow water, it gets onto the teeth. And it's because the fluoride in the water that gets onto the teeth kills the bacteria. That's why, it cuts down on dental caries. Even they will admit it doesn't do a bit of good to swallow it. And I say there's probably not one in 100 dentists who even realize what the ADA has said.
That's right. They've recently said exactly that now they admit that drinking fluoridated water does not prevent cavities, and that it's just flowing over the teeth. Well, at one part per million, it's not going to do anything topically applied to the teeth. When a dentist puts it on your teeth, it's 1,000 parts per million. It's enough to kill you if you accidentally swallow it. In fact, one of the largest lawsuits ever filed in the United States was a child who swallowed the fluoride, and it killed him within an hour. So the amount of fluoride they have to put on your teeth to kill bacteria is much, much larger than the amount that they're putting in the water. But the other thing is that one of the studies done by the Battelle Research Institute, which was funded by the federal government, ordered by Congress, found that there was a 30% increase in oral cancers in fluoridated communities. And in experimental animals where you put fluoride in the mouth, it increases oral cancer significantly. Now, topically, if you're putting these huge doses in there, you're going to get an even higher risk of developing cancer of the oral cavity. No one's looking at that in people. Yet people go to dentists and think nothing of getting these huge amounts of fluoride put in their mouth. Now, toothpaste has 1,000 to 1,500 parts per million fluoride in a tube of toothpaste. The amount that most children are using is they fill that toothbrush just piled high with it because it's sweet and tastes good. They put it in their mouth and they suck on it. And they walk around the house sucking on a toothbrush. And mom and dad think nothing of it because they've been told it's perfectly safe. And then the child complains of a stomach ache. Well, one of the big problems with fluoride ingestion is destruction of the lining of the stomach. So stomach pain is a very early sign. So the mother doesn't know why the child's having stomach pain. It's because they've been sucking on this toothbrush. And they swallowed a very large dose of fluoride. Well, if you look on your tube of toothpaste, it says, warning, do not let children brush with more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste and watch them while they do it. If they swallow the toothpaste, call poison control. Now, this is a pea-sized amount. Yet, I've never talked to a mother yet that's ever read that warning on that tube. And they even recommend that children under age 6, I think it is, not even to use fluoridated toothpaste because it's so dangerous. Now, mothers don't know that, and fathers don't know that because no one's telling them, because they know if they do, it'll scare them to death. And they'll say, well, if it's that dangerous in a pea-sized amount, what are you putting it in the water for? It accumulates in the body, and this is what people don't understand. This fluoride accumulates in the brain and the bones over a lifetime, so if you're drinking fluoridated water every day and cooking your foods in it, you're absorbing and retaining a large amount of fluoride. And people have been living in fluoridated communities now for 50 years. Most of them, 20 years at least.
And then we wonder why cancer is increasing. We wonder why Alzheimer's is increasing. We wonder why Parkinson's is increasing. We wonder why the incidence of hip fractures is increasing. Does fluoride have any interaction with mercury as far as helping it to get into the brain?
Well, not so much in helping it get into the brain, but it's an additive toxicity. And this is what we see. You put a little mercury in the fish and in the vaccines and the teeth with fillings, and then you get the fluoride. Well, there's two powerful brain toxins you've added. And then you have the lead, and then you have the cadmium. So it's the fact that we're exposed to so many toxins, and they have additive and synergistic effect, that we're seeing such a tremendous increase in all these degenerative brain disorders.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to realize that when they say we're fluoridating the water, they're not putting in sodium fluoride. They're putting in fluorosilicic acid. What's in fluorosilicic acid?
Well, it's the fluoride. It's got aluminum. It's got plutonium, which turns into lead. It's got cadmium. It's got molten. It's got mercury.
It's got arsenic, too.
It's got arsenic. Yeah. It's got a number of toxins in there, because where they get this is from the superphosphate fertilizer industry and the smokestack scrubbers. All these toxins pouring out through a smokestack is collected by these electrical scrubbers. They scrape it off, and that's fluorosilicic acid.
And it's too toxic to put into the air. It's too toxic to put into a river. It's too toxic to put into a lake, so they put it in our drinking water.
If you would take a tablespoon of the fluorosilicic acid and pour it out on the ground, you'd be arrested by the EPA, because that's a violation of the toxic substances. Because this is so toxic. It has to be handled in special containers, because they leak through steel. It's one of the few things that leak glass. So, you know, it has to be in special rubberized containers to even transport. Several workers have been seriously injured and died handling this at the water treatment plant. It has to have special treatment, and they have to wear these rubberized suits to handle it, because it's so dangerous. Fluoride is an extremely dangerous compound, and people don't know that. They don't realize how toxic this is. In fact, the very person, H. Trentley Dean, who was a dentist in the 1930s, who publicly endorsed and suggested adding fluoride to water to prevent cavities, in a secret meeting, which has now been revealed, he said, he asked them, please don't put this in the water. This is too toxic. They told him, if you do this, we will reward you. And so he was made the head of the American Dental Association and the new National Institutes of Dental Health. That's how he was rewarded. So he clammed up, no longer mentioned the toxicity of fluoride, but he very well knew how toxic it was. Several people in the 1930s had come forward, chemists and researchers who dealt with fluoride, and said this is a very powerful cell toxin, should not be added to the water. All of that's been swept under the rug. We have tremendous amount of research now proving this, yet we can't seem to get it out to the public, because the media won't carry the story, and because the government uses all of its propaganda weapons to make sure you never hear this story.
Amen to that. Well, I think that we've got Jim calling from Missouri. Jim, did you have a quick question for our guest?
Yes, sir. The same man, Michael Fumento, that wrote The Myth of Heterosexual AIDS, wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal today attacking the link between mercury and autism.
Well, I tell you what, I've debated Michael Fumento personally many, many times. In fact, when he was the chairman of the Civil Rights Commission, he invited me to go back to Washington, D.C., and there was a massive demonstration there of homosexuals to attack me because I was going to be there. But that's another subject. Thanks very much, but I would not necessarily believe anything that he says.
Can you mention that dentist name again that said, please don't put it in the water, and then turned around?
That's Trentley Dean.
Sir?
H. Trentley Dean.
That story is told in the book, The Fluoride Deception.
Well, thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome.
Thank you. He has the reference in the back of his book for the meeting in which he gave that statement. But Fumento I'll tell you what Fumento thinks his job in the world is to defend international corporations. And that's why he writes this nonsense. He thinks that his job is to protect the giant pharmaceutical companies against attack. So he writes this ridiculous nonsense defending everything from NutraSweet and MSG and mercury is purely to protect the international corporation. Now, some conservatives confuse protecting international corporations with conservatism. International corporations are not free enterprise. And von Mises, who was the father of modern capitalist economic thinking, clearly outlined that, and so did F.A. Hayek, that corporations are an abomination. They are not free enterprise. They link to government to protect themselves against competition. They are the number one fomenters and generators of regulations that drown our free enterprise system and prevent it from being effective. And it's people like Fumento who are protecting a corporation and not protecting free enterprise.
Well, we don't want to get off on the subject of Michael Fumetto. I crossed swords with him many times. When I would write an article, he would write in, of course, to try to discredit me. But that's neither here nor there. It's been a fascinating experience. But I really want to appreciate, tell you how much I appreciate all the work you've done to try to get this information out to the public. And we'll tell our listeners how they can get your books. But you want to tell them how they can get your newsletter. Do you have that 800 number available?
Don't have it with me today.
Well, if anybody out there would like to find out how to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's newsletter, you can call our 800 number and we'll get it to you. It's an excellent newsletter. I think he's up to about number 12 now. You want to get the original ones and keep them on file. I got mine and got them bound. You want to have this information at your fingertips because you're going to have to begin looking after your health and your family's health. You need to have the information Dr. Russell Blaylock has, and it's all well documented. And Russell, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, one of our callers called in and said that she had attended a meeting where a city official had gotten up and said that fluoride is an essential nutrient, and that's why we're putting it in water. And all I can say is that CDC official either doesn't understand that this is an industrial pollutant, it is a terrible toxin, it has a terrible effect on the bone, on the endocrine system, on the fertility, and certainly on the mind, and increases the incidence of cancer, or is he a propagandist for the very powerful people who are undermining the health of the American people? Now, if you'd like to get more information, let me suggest the book, The Fluoride Deception, which we do carry. If you'd like to get into the background, the fact that the CDC knew how toxic the mercury was in the vaccines and left it there and lied to the parents, and even the book that goes into the emails that went back and forth within the CDC saying, what happens when they find that we've lied to them? What happens when the parents find that we're lying to them about autism and mercury? The book is Evidence of Harm, one of the most disheartening books, and yet one of the most important books. It goes into the background of the Simpsonwood meeting that was held in the year 2000, where the CDC and the officials, 55 of them, got together at the Simpsonwood retreat in Georgia, and they went over the CDC statistics, and they realized that they were destroying the brains of the children. And several of them got up and said, well, we're not going to give our kids any of those vaccines, or I'm not going to allow my grandchild that was just born yesterday to have it, but we're not going to tell the people about it, and we're going to continue using it. Well, eventually they took the mercury out. At least they tell us they took the mercury out of the vaccines. But I'm not certain that they really have. Can you really trust people like this? They're certainly leaving the mercury in the vaccine that they're sending to the children throughout the rest of the world. For as Bertrand Russell said, by diet injections and injunctions, we will create the sort of children that the state wants. And, of course, there really are wicked and evil people in the world. The book, Fluoride Deception, the book, Evidence of Harm. We have four tape sets on fluoride. We have four tape sets on mercury. We actually have two sets on mercury, two on fluoride. We have videos on that subject. If you haven't seen my DVD on fluoride, on fluoride toxicity, and you can, of course, get our syllabus along with it, you realize that no country in Europe other than Ireland actually allows water fluoridation, and there only 60% is fluoridated, and a couple of counties in Great Britain, but all the rest of the countries refuse to allow fluoridation. Why? Well, because they know how toxic it is. If you get our syllabus, you'll see the letters from all of the medical directors of all over Europe. In fact, in India, they say, why are you trying to put fluoride near water? We're trying to get it out because it's so toxic here. And you'll read the scientific studies about what it does to the mind and to the mobility of the sperm and, of course, the cancer rates. They know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. But it's being concealed from the American people. The iSyllabus, The Hidden Deception, I think is one of the great syllabuses we put together. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The syllabus is called The Hidden Agenda. That's the Hidden Agenda syllabus. And you get it at a reduced rate if you get it along with the DVD. So the syllabus and the DVD on fluoride, it'll give you everything you ever needed to know. And you're welcome to copy information out of the syllabus and get this information disseminated. And, of course, the syllabus, of course, goes along to the DVD as we go along in my talk. And I point out where you can get the information about this greatest of all deception that's being used to destroy the minds and hearts of our souls of our children. And actually, of course, one reason the incidence of heart disease is going up. If you go to back there to where they did the original fluoride, putting in the water there in Newburgh, New York, what did they find? One of the highest incidences of heart disease anywhere in America. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We're aligned against organized evil. And if you haven't read my May newsletter, it's up on our website at radioliberty.com. Pull it down, our May newsletter, read it, and understand the enemy till Monday. May the Lord be with you.